Changemakers, what's going on, everyone? Hope you are all having an amazing day or amazing night wherever you're tuning in from. This is a bit of a special episode because I'm going to be sharing with you an interview where I'm interviewing Angel Jones from the 12 Minute Convo podcast. This guy's interviewed over 2,000 business owners. He's currently touring North America with his wife, and I made a completely separate episode right probably either before this or right after this episode. So be sure to go check that out. We called it The Real Reason You Need to Start a Podcast, and we go deep into two reasons why, and I make a really cool gesture in terms of what we can do as a community to go and support movements just like Angel Jones. So be sure to go check out that interview. But without any more delays, here is the interview that I did with him. You could check out his interview of me on their Facebook page, and their Facebook page is simply at 12 Minute Convos with Angel Jones, and you can find that there. So be sure to check out his movement, and I can't wait to talk with you guys at a later point. This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Angel Jones.
G-Wong.
I always remember you telling me champion. On your audio. Yeah. That's a good.
It is my two.
Yeah. So welcome, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening to this on the replay or you're going to be joining us live, we got with us Angel Jones, a friend, a podcaster. He runs the 12 Minute Convo podcast, where he's interviewed, I think, over thousands.
Been 1,987.
1,900, almost 2,000. Yeah. Almost 2,000 interviews. And he just interviewed me again for his podcast.
Face to face.
Face to face, though. We're having that live experience. And you are currently traveling around North America, meeting with some of the people that have you met with all of them already, or you're just...
We have a bit. Well, it's been interesting. Like, we started off with the idea that we'll interview all the podcast guests, right?
Yeah.
We get started. Like, I'm from a small island called
Trinidad.
And Tobago, the sister isle, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, we could get across the island in, like, 3 to 4 hours, right?
Okay.
So I actually thought, embarrassingly, that I could just drive around America and meet the people that were on the podcast.
It's about the same length.
It was definitely the same. We started the first at Miami, right, Florida, and we quickly learned that it's not possible to do it, right? But so we've transformed things, changed things, and learned. Today is day 45, I believe.
Day 45.
Our 84 goal, which is a 12-week goal. And yeah, it's been intriguing. Who you can meet definitely has become a possibility.
Yeah.
But instead of quantity, as the great Gene K, where we are right now, suggested, quality is better.
Yeah.
So we're going for quality, and thus we have the quality guy here. All right.
I mean, it's an amazing journey. I wanted to have you come on, and we're just going to share a few minutes.
Sure.
Just a little bit about your journey and the inspiration, because we were talking, you know, so much off record, right? But, you know, the power of podcasting and the fact that we've met online. I mean, we met at a conference, but we kind of knew of each other beforehand.
Yeah.
We're both podcasters. What was the inspiration from the very beginning doing 12-minute conversations?
Yeah.
How did you approach that?
That's a good question. So I started, I always attempt to answer a question and then go back in my mind and know if it connects, right?
Yeah.
But the thing that happened is helping someone else. So one of the core statements I live by is help enough other people get what they want and you will get what you want. Zig Ziglar, right? So
yes.
Here I am helping Amanda with her podcast because she wrote a book, Poems for Patients, a focus on diabetes. At that time, it was Poems for You and Your Neighbor, Health Disorders Simplified.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Amanda writes, and she actually says,
"What's going on, Gray?
Hearing them out? Yeah, Gray. Yeah." She said, "You know, gentlemen.
Yeah.
To see you guys meet."
I think I was on his podcast.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He does some pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah, he's amazing. I love live. I think this is what live is about. Like you should be able to like
interact and
it's what
camera's a little far and we're a little dark, but you know how we look. Well, like, oh, yeah.
I'm dark though. So Amanda does a podcast, I get in there, and there, she reaches a point where she says, "I don't want to do this anymore, Angel."
Yeah.
I was like, "Okay, we have studio time.
Yeah.
Let me do my podcast." So I was doing this 12-minute conversation in a group, in a virtual group.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
It was a mastermind group, and
that was a theme.
Like,
that was like the theme of the.
Well, instead, I decided to create. It was funny. It was like crickets in there.
Okay.
Virtually, we meet once a week, and that's it. Everyone separates, and that's it. Right?
Yeah.
Probably because I'm the guy in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Right. Who can't see them or meet them.
Sure.
And they could meet. But I thought, hey, let's have conversations. So together with Nico Millett, a guy in Australia, we created a Excel sheet that would have everyone that joins the group in there, right? And the Calendly link. And then we would meet and have a conversation.
Yeah.
Instead of having 15 minutes, I thought it would be better to have 12 minutes, right?
Yeah, because everyone asked for 15.
But if you ask for 12, it's like, all right, I'll have a conversation.
I got 12, but I'm not, I don't got 15. Something happens at 14, 50, gotta run.
Here we go. The 12-minute convo was born. I started with those guys that were in the group.
Yeah.
And it's been going.
That's amazing. And so, you know, we're just talking and riffing a little bit about, you know, podcasting and what it's been able to do.
Yeah.
So after 2,000, almost 2,000 conversations and now the live tour, but I mean, what for you, what did you, how did that 2,000 conversations, how did that experience help Angel Jones? Like, how did that help you personally?
Yeah, it's a great question. Am I going to say that a lot during this?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I was telling him before this, I was like, I haven't interviewed anybody in like probably a month.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a long time. Yeah, like, that's a long time.
He's naturally good. Like,
no.
I'm not sure what he's doing here.
We got little scripts here. Yeah. Like,
but, you know, I love metaphors. So, soap, if you get dishwashing liquid in a bottle and you attempt to get it out, it's a challenge, right?
Yes.
I started the podcast looking for something, looking for a way to get my voice.
Yeah.
And we were building this brand. It was actually the most trusted voice.
Okay.
So I did the entire Zig Ziglar course where I built the brand of the business and I needed to get my statement and my three words that represent my brand.
Yeah.
The three words that represent my brand is most trusted voice.
Mm.
To be the most trusted voice, you need to do a few things, right?
Yeah.
Like it has to be your voice, one.
Yeah. Has to be authentic.
It has to be authentic.
Yeah.
You have to walk in some level of truth for people to trust you. You came across here to meet me driving some time, right?
Sure.
To get here. But you didn't see my face. You were speaking and it was my voice. And you actually trusted my voice to the point that you decided you would come here.
Yeah.
When we podcasted, it was my voice you podcasted with, which is a beautiful metaphor in itself. But again, coming back to the dishwashing liquid in the bottle, I see the best way to get that soap out is to have running water.
Mm.
And the water runs continuously, and then eventually you get clear water.
Yeah, that's true.
It's what I've done with conversations, and I think you talk about it so excellently. I've allowed individuals to pour conversations into me and allow what's true to come out of me.
It's beautiful.
And that's the metaphor. That's the conversation.
Well, so much of what we talked about just before this was like, you know, podcasting as a medium in itself has given us so much because it gives you the avenue to figure out your voice. It gives you the avenue to figure out, you know, your message and your audience, right? And we all know the saying, you can't pour from an empty cup, you know? And I just think that each of these conversations, each of these relationships, it adds so many layers and depth to what you have to share.
Yeah, and even in the small things, like sometimes we share things and it sounds really big, right? But it's actually the small things.
Yeah.
Where we're staying right now, Jean has something in her bathroom that I found really interesting. Every time I go in there, I look at it.
Okay.
It says, saying by Mother Teresa, it says, you don't do great things. You do small things with great love.
Mm.
And
it's
powerful,
yeah,
right?
It's powerful,
it's,
man.
It's what we've done through podcasts. It's one conversation, but there's a love that's there. And I think it's very necessary to explain that about podcasting.
Yeah.
It's what I loved about the podcasting community. I could have done the YouTube channel. I could have done probably public TV locally. I could have done public radio.
Yeah.
But within the podcasting community, there's a love. There's a love. Hey, I'm a podcaster. Hey, family,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's important to note.
Talk about vulnerability with podcasting.
Yeah.
How do you think that helps? Because I feel like people hear authentic, vulnerable, and like their mark.
So vulnerability. It's definitely helped because like we're a very close-knit family, I would say.
Mm.
My family, my wife and I.
Yeah.
And there's some level of vulnerability that was necessary for this trip, which was one, the big asking people to put money to our initiative, right?
Yeah.
That was huge.
Like of that, asking people to support the drive around North America,
that
right?
It was huge. It was huge just putting myself out through a GoFundMe.
Even
to create that was huge. Like I'm always on, how can I fund this in a way that it doesn't have someone who has to put money to it, right?
Right, right.
But I did it. And it was intriguing to see the response.
Like,
we raised over now like $6,000.
Yes.
We had to put cash with it, right?
Yeah.
And we've done this and we're here now. We're sleeping in a truck, in an SUV sometimes.
Mm.
So but at rest stops.
Yeah.
To have a conversation with someone.
Like that's how much you believe in this.
This is because I believe. And what's interesting is Amanda believes as well, my wife.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure, like I gave her the option, hey, when you're ready to leave, you just let me know.
Yeah.
Like that money is there. So if this is too much,
you
could leave. And she is not leaving.
Mm.
Yeah. Because of the power that she's seen created around conversations, the power of a conversation, the love, Jean K, we're here. Like it just goes on.
I could
just go on, but vulnerability is important. Sharing who you are is important. And I think you've done that to a huge level, right?
Mm.
But it's the connection. I asked you, what was your own unique real struggle?
Mm-hmm.
People connect through that compared to, I'm successful, I do this,
Yeah.
They connect to that.
Sure. So as you're about, is it fair to say you guys are over halfway?
We did, yeah. We're over halfway.
Over halfway.
Yeah, which is
so what are you looking forward to as you complete kind of the rest of the journey? What has been like some of the lessons and things that you've gotten from seeing people live? Like, okay.
There we go.
Hey, you're watching. How are you watching?
Yeah.
Okay. We're trying to get through to we're past the 12-minute mark, but we're getting there.
We're being disturbed, not disturbed, we're being interrupted by the one perfect person. Right?
Yes.
That, right?
Yes.
Francesca,
which
right?
is fine, which is fine. We got a lot of love.
Yeah.
So walk me through. You're over halfway through on this journey where you're seeing people live, you're getting these experiences with them.
Yeah.
What has that kind of taught you or shown you about the power of podcasting and relationships?
Yeah, well, definitely this is more valuable. What I did in my room with the podcast isn't as powerful as the face-to-face. But then it's the first step, right?
Yeah.
I've seen, I think this is a generation that looks for signs as to what they're doing, confirmations.
Yeah, validation.
I've seen it. I've seen things like connecting ways, like the 12. A lot of people ask me, okay, so why 12?
Is
it a numerology thing?
Right.
You love 12, like what is it? And there's so much that surrounds 12, but the first place we went to in Miami, the address is 1200.
Yeah.
We've gone to places and stayed with others. who live at 12 number, Amanda Doughty's address is number 12.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Shout out to Amanda.
Yeah. We've stayed in a condo. There's this guy in Oakville.
Yeah.
He has a condo. He says, hey, you could stay in the condo. You got, it's all yours, right?
Really?
He carries us up. It's floor 12,
yeah.
Apartment 12, 14.
Yeah.
And it's like me looking for these little signs, like, are you where you're supposed to be?
Yeah.
There are times that you see themes. I'm not sure if you've seen this as a podcaster, where you're having a conversation and there's a theme, an entire theme built into the day before you have the conversation. Or after you have the conversation, the entire week, you see this theme repeated, right? I've seen that. Wow. I've seen where we actually are done that, like we've seen, like we take a card every day,
it's
a gift someone gave me from being on the podcast, Mary London, and like our card of the day would be something, let's say wisdom or appreciation, or love, and we will see that echo through the entire day. Is it something big? Is it something small? It is just something, and it's the one sign we've seen. In terms of the people we're meeting, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
It's great to see that they're walking the talk.
Yeah.
And that's something you can't see online with the perfect pictures. But you walk into a home and you see the amplification of who the person is. You get to meet the person and you see the amplification of who they are.
Yeah.
Just vibrated, if you would.
Yeah. Angel Jones, man, it's always great hearing your voice, hearing some of your wisdom that you could share with us over 2,000 something odd conversations.
Yeah.
Where can people follow you on this journey, and where can people support if they're vibing with what you're saying, if they believe in live experiences and relationships and podcasting and what you're doing here? Where can they support that?
I would say GoFundMe.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll drop the link somewhere.
It's intriguing. Gas is really expensive.
Yeah? Is that one thing you've noticed?
Yeah.
You're like, gas prices in the U.S.
It's really WTF. Subsidized, right?
You're right.
So, and then the U.S. dollar to the Trini dollar is like 7-1, right?
Wow.
So, but getting over here and experiencing gas prices, how do you all do it? And I'm hearing rumors about the West. So we're going across to the West now. I heard it's like 3 and up.
Okay.
Right?
Wow.
Which is going to be intriguing. You guys do liters and
we do liters here. I don't know.
I was afraid when I saw the 139. What is
this? You're about to go up to the GoFundMe page.
Yeah, it's like, please.
We created new levels for you guys.
But yeah, definitely the GoFundMe is there. But
okay.
Yeah, listen to our conversation if you want to and see, you know. What this is.
Hey, Tanya.
There we go.
I think it's Tanya.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's been amazing, though, the journey. I've already been successful. After having this conversation with you, Jay, it's not like I need to have another. I'm good. I could die now.
Yeah.
And that's the way I live.
Yeah.
And then I'll have Gene.
Yeah.
And then I could die.
Yeah.
But it's like having those built-in days.
It's the real rawness, connection, right? What we're talking about podcasting is so sometimes viewed as amateurish, right? But those are that's what real life looks like. You know, it's not the Instagram filter.
No,
it's not like, you know, the perfectly edited video.
Yeah.
Those work for certain degrees, but having that genuine connection, trust me, I really value my time. I would not have this voluntarily drove half an hour plus to come see someone if I didn't believe in that mission that you're on. So I think you're doing some amazing things, man.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You have my full support.
Yeah. Appreciate you coming on. Go check out his podcast because it's pretty badass. If I don't.
Cheers episode.
We covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
Covered a lot of ground. All right.
Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.